On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 22, Tzaneen peaking at 25 degrees. The city of Johannesburg has welcomed the reappointment of Floyd Brink as city manager. Council approved his appointment yesterday. Last year, the Johannesburg High Court found that his appointment was irregular and ordered him to step down. He was then interviewed again by a panel along with other candidates and received the highest scores. Here's the Metro spokesperson, Natsiki Muruhwane.
This strategic move is testament to the city's commitment to robust leadership and effective governance as it continues to advance its developmental agenda, focusing on inclusivity, sustainability and resilience, which positions him as an exceptional leader ready to guide Johannesburg towards sustainable growth and service delivery.
Now, at the same time, the city of Tshwane has approved the permanent land transfer needed to build a fully-fledged police station in Olifantshoek. The Department of Public Works and Infrastructure will oversee the expansion of the existing satellite SAPS facility into a modern police station. Mayoral Committee Member for Corporate and Shared Services, Kolofelo Moradi.
This development reflects the city's commitment to unlocking municipal land for public benefit and ensuring that strategic partnerships between all spheres of government deliver tangible change where it matters the most. The Department of Public Works and Infrastructure will manage the rezoning, consolidation and development of the sites.
The Alexander Randburg Midrand and Sandton Taxi Association says its late chairman, Mulefe Mokeletsi, was fundamental in bringing peace in taxi violence in Alexandra. The 52-year-old man and his bodyguard were gunned down by suspects in Marlborough yesterday. Six other people were also wounded. For more on that story, go to jacarandafm.com and click on news. On to international news, and the South African government has condemned the attacks on civilians and infrastructure, including hospitals in Sudan. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation says there must be no impunity for serious violations of international humanitarian law, as Emil Pinar reports.
Durko is calling on both the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces to immediately cease hostilities. This comes as the war in Sudan has now been raging for at least 2.5 years, with more than 150,000 people killed in the conflict across the country. According to the United Nations, about 12 million people have fled their homes. The South African government, which has labelled the current state of Sudan a devastating humanitarian catastrophe, has welcomed the emergency meeting convened by the African Union Peace and Security Council. I'm Mio Pinar for Jacaranda Newswatch.
And finally, Time Out has revealed its list of the 20 friendliest cities in the world for 2025, with Cape Town making the cut. These cities stand out for their warmth, hospitality and welcoming spirit. The global survey discovered that people from Porto in Portugal were more likely to call their city friendly than anyone else in the world. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.